Our next public hearing is conditional use 2093, John Huss.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in the AR1 Agricultural Residential District for a landscaping business with equipment storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 3.74 acres, more or less. The property is located on the northwest corner of Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9, and Prettyman Road. The 911 address is not available. The tax map is District 235, Map 30, Parcel 6.20. Submitted for the record is a staff analysis, a service letter results from DLDOT, which did not require a TIS, a site plan, engineering comments from the utility planning division, and we also had a letter from a neighbor who had some concerns, and that they were writing today for their above reference conditional use. They have talked to the applicant to discuss their plans, and they have concerns. And the primary concerns are the existing dirt road between the subject property and their property encroaches onto his property per the survey that was included with the letter, that the conditional use, and that they stated that Mr. Huss has indicated that he's willing to remove the crushed stone that's currently covering the existing dirt road and replace it with topsoil and grass seed. The conditional use is to request proposed evergreen buffer on the eastern boundary. And he'd also request that the evergreen buffer be on along the western boundary for the entire length of the property. That would then give them potential for future development of their property. The distance from our common property line is not indicated, and they request appropriate offset of the road from the property line to be established, taking consideration the evergreen buffer. In addition to those, they also have a few other conditions that they would like the commission to consider, is that no manufacturing shall occur on site, including the prohibition on shredding and grinding of materials, that including dyeing and of mulch or other similar materials, that all runoff from the site would be controlled so it does not travel onto neighboring properties, and so it won't adversely affect groundwater, that any dumpsters shall be screened, that there shall not be any buildings or offices within the site that primarily involve retail sales, that they request that no storage of landscaping materials or other materials be on site, that lighting be screened so it doesn't shine in on neighboring properties and roadways, that no vehicles shall be parked or stored on the site within the setbacks, and that they only be limited to one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet, and that that the commission consider hours of operation be limited to prevent nuisance on neighboring properties, and that is from John F. Lingo III. And staff would also note that there is a site plan submitted as part of the record as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Corwell. Anyone here representing this application?
Good evening, Chairman Ross, members of the commission and staff. My name is Glenn Mandalis. I'm an attorney with Baird Mandalis Brockstead. We have offices locally in Georgetown and Lewis. With me this evening is Jay Huss. He's the owner of the Executive Lawns and the contract purchaser of this property, sitting here. In row five behind him is dad and mom, Dennis and Dawn. And John Barron is also here. He's representing Ms. Prettyman, who owns the property. We are seeking a conditional use approval for a landscaping business with equipment storage on the property at issue is located on the north side of Route 9, west of Prettyman Road, approximately 3.74 acres, and it's zoned AR1. We have about 246 feet of frontage on Route 9. And a little bit about Jay's operation. If approved, he would like to erect a 3,200-square-foot building for the storage of vehicles and equipment. The building will be to the rear of the property, more than 500 feet off Route 9. If you take a look, it's a rather long parcel and deep parcel, so the building will sit rather far back on the parcel itself, over 500 feet. All but about three of the vehicles will be in the building at nighttime. Those three will be out of sight and behind the building. Again, it's already set back quite far, so you wouldn't necessarily see the vehicles anyways, but they will be behind the building. His current hours of operation, which he'd like to continue, are 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. He has 13 employees who arrive in the morning in their personal vehicles. They get in the company vehicles, leave the job site, and they generally do not return until the end of the workday at 5 o'clock. This is not an operation where the vehicles are coming and going all throughout the day. There'll be no storage of chemicals on site. Jay subcontracts out for all of his chemical needs. There's no dumping at the site. He uses a disposal company for that. There'll be no major delivery of products. As far as noise goes, the only noise that might be generated from the site is in the mornings. He will load a couple of the lawnmowers onto the truck, so he has to start the lawnmowers to actually put them onto the truck before they leave the site. Based upon the limited traffic that this will generate, DelDOT didn't require any additional improvements other than the standard access regulations. And all the trucks that Jay uses have tarps on them, so there shouldn't be any concern about any kind of debris on Route 9 or elsewhere. As far as the neighbors go, the Deerwood subdivision is right across Route 9. There's about 65 homes in that development. There's trees on the southern side of Route 9, so there is a little bit of buffering there already from the site, but again, the building's going to be set quite a ways back, so I don't think that there'll be any real impact on that neighborhood across the street. The Beaver Dam community then is further to the west, and there certainly won't be any impact on them. Directly to the east of the property is the Delaware American Turkish Cultural Education Foundation. As you'll see in the site plan, Jay's proposing to put in a evergreen buffer between those two properties. We haven't had any discussions with them. They haven't been around the property, but we haven't heard any opposition or concern either. Immediately to the west, the property that Janelle was talking about is a little over 48 acre parcel. It's mostly wooded. There's no improvements near our property, and this is the John Lingo property. We do think this is an opportunity to make some accommodations. That gravel lane does partially go on the property Jay's purchasing and partially on Mr. Lingo's property, and this probably is an appropriate time to clean that up. So Jay is willing to move that lane entirely onto his property. As far as the evergreen buffer that Mr. Lingo is proposing, as you can see, it's extremely wooded as it is now, and we just don't think it makes a whole lot of sense to provide a wooded buffer to buffer woods. So if at some point that property is developed, he and Jay can have a conversation about what might make sense, but right now buffering woods just doesn't seem to have any value in it. Jay does not plan to do any manufacturing, so dyeing of mulch and those sorts of things should not be a concern. And he already plans to screen any dumpsters that might be on site. Jay runs a tidy business. He does my Lewis property, and they clean up well. They're not loud. They run a good business. And so I'm confident his operation will not be a detriment to the neighborhood. He's had no accidents in the time that he's been doing business, and he has had no complaints with the county. His business is consistent with other commercial operations in Route 9. The application is consistent with the comprehensive plan. As staff indicated in the report, the proposal could be considered consistent with the land use and surrounding zoning. So I hope you're able to recommend approval of this conditional use application. Thank you for your attention. We're happy to answer any questions.
Okay. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Hopkins.
Okay. So currently there's an existing drive that is being shared. It says the existing dirt road.
Sure, there's a dirt road that is right around in this area. It starts down in that corner, mm-hmm. And as it travels up here, it moves a little bit off onto this property. So it kind of straddles it as it comes down the lane. We would just remove all this gravel here that's on that lane and move it onto his property. And we'd read topsoil.
So did he put it on there?
No, that's been there for years.
And Lingo would just like for that to be removed.
Right.
So the proposed drive is proposed. It's not in there yet.
That's right. Somebody really doesn't want to come to this hearing.
They heard what we do.
Now they know how we feel sometimes.
Exactly.
What time, and I'd ask you to think carefully about this answer. One of the items on the Lingo letter says, what does it say? Hours of operation shall be limited to prevent nuisance to neighbors' properties. What hours do you need to operate? I mean, you guys, I mean, I don't want to lead you too much, but I know that you just want to make sure that whatever you ask for, if that's what we give you, that's what you can live with. That's important. And I know sometimes people in this type of a business early is defined by different people in right. different ways. So that's something that's come up in the past.
Sure. So Jay,
just before you answer this, because it'll help elaborate, I think, where Mr. Hopkins is going, so you think about the question, is we recently just had this come up. And so we say, you know, the hours of operation shall be, say, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. And does that mean that, you know, that's when employees are arriving, or does that mean when everybody's leaving the site, or does that mean when, you know, Mr. Hush is getting his equipment onto trailers and starting lawnmowers and things? So, right. you know.
Or does that mean when you typically show up on the job after you've already left your
yeah.
yard?
Right. I'll right. tell you the way the operation currently works. So Jay oftentimes will arrive before 7 a.m. He'll be inside doing paperwork, 6:30 sometimes, inside doing paperwork and those sorts of things. No employees arrive before 7 a.m. So the employees show up at the site at 7 a.m. They are typically, they're pretty fast about getting things loaded, and they're typically out by 7:30 in the morning. And then do they leave the job site at 5, or do they get back to the site at 5?
Get back to the shop at 5. Once again, 15, 20 minutes.
So then when they get back to, I'm sorry, were you done?
I just want to make sure I have this right. So if they're getting back at 5, are they sometimes there still till 5:15 or 5:30?
If Mr. Huss, why don't you come up to the
sure.
microphone
yeah.
and yeah, put your name on the
record. This is Jay Huss.
I'm Jay Huss.
Thank you.
And your address, too, just so we have
it. It's 113 Falls Road, okay. Milton.
Go ahead, guys.
So explain what happens at the end of the day.
So the guys come back, we get back to the shop around 5, and they just clean up their trucks, put all the equipment away, and out the door they go, punch out, leave.
So I think the point that they're making, though, is that if we still have people on site as late as 5:30, we should be asking for hours yeah. of operation that are 5:30.
And yeah, conversely, if you're starting up motors before 7, think about that at what time.
That doesn't happen because okay. I know the rules. We're not allowed to cut grass in communities till 8 anyway, okay. so it makes no sense for me to start any earlier than that. I'm just okay. wasting money because they stand around.
So does the equipment get secured in a building at night, or is it left on trailers? When the guys pull in at, you know, 5 or whatever that time is, and they park, do they then typically unload stuff to have it worked on?
All my equipment stored inside.
Inside. Yeah. So if they have an issue with a lawnmower and they get in at 5 or 10 after 5 or whatever that time is, they unload it and they put it in the shop. Is there going to be a mechanic that's going to either come in early or work late so that at 7 o'clock they can roll out again?
Normally all my mechanic stuff is done. Like, I take it to the baker's where I purchase all my stuff. If it's changing belts and all that, we'll do it ourselves. I mean, the only thing I even use
the reason I ask the question uh-huh. is if you're going to have a mechanic that's going to go out there and close that gate at 5:45, then you just need to make sure that you know that. I mean, we have to get that figured out ahead of time. Or you'll be.
I don't have a mechanic on staff at all, so it's.
Or anybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just. But if it's routine type stuff that you can do, that's typically happening between.
We start. Yeah, we change our blades every Tuesday. We start at 7 o'clock. Do all our maintenance on our machines, and off we go.
So generally speaking, you're getting in there a little bit earlier. The guys roll in at 7.
I get in earlier, and I'll gas up some stuff I have to, so I'm not wasting time with all those guys standing around. And.
So you might get in there even earlier than 6:30.
Not normally.
Okay.
I don't like to get up that early.
I know. I'm beating this thing to death, but I just want to make sure everybody.
Yes, no, yeah, no, I agree.
Well, because we've had it come up. Yeah.
I want the neighbors to kind of know what mm-hmm. to expect, and for you all to know what to expect.
I mean,
too, right?
All my guys, like I said, they punch in at 7 o'clock, and I'm normally there. 6:30 is when I get there normally. And
okay. How about a sign? Do you want to put a sign out front? And do you,
yeah, I haven't really. I don't want to put anything big. If I did anything, I'd like to put it on the building, maybe. But I don't want to do. I'm not really.
And on a conditional use, 32 square feet,
4x8.
You're allowed a 4x8, and it's allowed to be lit. But we just you need to ask for it if that's what you want.
Okay.
We should put that on the record then that you would like a sign.
We'd like to have a sign on the building, yes.
And down, what do we say, downward lighting?
Yeah, we typically say it's
The whole property is going to be lit with low voltage lighting from poles all facing inward on the property to, you know, just come on at dark and go off in the morning. But they're all low voltage, 12 volt lighting. I'm not going to have any high voltage outside at all.
So it looks like you have two ways out. You can either go out and you know, go basically you go out to Route 9, or there's a back the back way as well.
Well, what Mr. Lingo is asking about closing that off, so that would not be accessible anymore from the other way. Out of Route 9 would be my main entrance, and I don't want the people living there, kids, whatever. I don't want my going in and out of there.
Okay.
So we won't use that entrance at all.
Okay. And so basically you have, there are existing woods on all three sides.
Correct.
Except for Route 9, obviously. And how many employees?
I have 13.
13?
Mm-hmm.
And how many trucks?
8 trucks.
Something was said about like storing any things on site? Like
whatever I can fit in the building, truck-wise, will be in the building. Right now, I have 3 trucks that sit outside of my lot, so my building's just about the same as where I'm at, so it's going to be roughly the same. I mean, all my trucks are well taken care of, well maintained, no oil leaking, they're all practically brand new. I've run a tight ship and everything's clean. You get in my trucks, they're nice. I mean, everything's...
You don't store landscaping materials on site?
No, I purchase all my stuff with Stokely Materials on Route 9 or out here in Georgetown. I dump at Stokely Materials every day, all my materials, so I don't have any debris.
I think that's all.
Mrs. Hoey-Stevenson?
You answered almost all. I just said one more. When he said no major delivery of product, what you were just saying is that you don't get delivery of products at all at this site.
No. If I do anything, it'll be I might have a pickup truck come with some irrigation pipe on it. That's it. It goes right in my bays. But that's it. And it's not on a regular basis.
Okay. As a writer, I just needed to know what major deliveries.
No.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Mr. Hudson.
No questions.
Mr. Wheatley.
Got it.
Considering it's on Route 9 again, and it's technically an arterial roadway, but I don't think it is in the highway corridor, DLDOT's corridor overlay?
I don't believe so, and it doesn't fall into our combined corridor highway overlay zone either. And
what's our normal setback on that?
It would be 40 feet.
40 feet. So we would probably prohibit any parking or whatever in that setback?
That's no problem.
And we may require some future interconnectivity if adjacent properties become a conditional use or commercial.
Fair enough. Okay. Sure.
Okay. If you, Ms. Walls, any questions?
None for me.
Ms.
Thank
Whitehouse.
You.
No questions, Jim.
Ms. Cornwell.
None, thank you.
Mr. Robertson.
None, thanks.
Take a seat in your box and see if
thanks
anyone
very much.
Has any interest in your application. Anyone that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2093, John Huss, in favor. Anyone like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2093? Yes, sir. Please come forward.
Good evening. My name is Floyd Bucci, 19111 Old Woods Drive. It states in here that this parcel is on Prettyman Road and Route 9. That is Old Woods Drive that runs up here and through the woods, and there's 4 houses up here. I've lived there for 10 years. The road that they're talking about coming down there, the lawyer said that it's been there for years. It was a dirt road for years. Mrs. Prettyman, about a year and a half ago, she put a gravel road in there, and I asked her what she was doing, and she said that she was trying to make it more convenient for the residents on Old Woods Drive to get out on the Route 9 instead of going down Prettyman Road where it's all backed up. And then about a year and a half later, she sold the property. In the deed, it states, for all the residents on Old Woods Drive, no businesses shall be operated on our properties. And we have not done that. This is going to be a business. It is now zoned, as you well know, for agriculture and residential. So you're going to have to change the zoning. The maintenance of Old Woods Drive was done by William Prettyman and occasionally by Francis Prettyman, who's now deceased. Mrs. Prettyman inherited the land, and there's been very little maintenance done to the road. There's potholes on our end. The road down there where he wants to have a business, there's actually potholes that are probably 12 to 15 inches deep. and branches overhanging from Lingo's property. So it has not been maintained. The cutting of all the grass on Old Woods Drive has been done by me and Josh Denham. I do the one side where I live, he does the other side, the right-of-ways. So it has been maintained, and our concerns are that with the added traffic, the road's going to deteriorate quicker. There's only four houses back there, and we get very little visitors, and the road's a disgrace. So we are concerned about what's going to happen when the businesses are coming up down that road. Now, on the far end, there's up a little bit on Prettyman Road. There was an access road for the farmer that Mr. Prettyman has about, I guess, 40 acres that he's leased out to the farmer. There was an access road up on the other end that he was using, but that now has been blocked off. And all his equipment's coming down that road and tearing it up also.
Would you mind, sir, pointing out the road you're talking about?
Okay, well, this is right up here, and then we...
Are you talking about the existing gravel road that runs from Route 9 all the way past the houses and everything?
No. Actually, Old Woods Drive is a road. It goes from 9 through the woods and out to Prettyman Road.
Can you follow that with the arrow?
Yeah, that's it. Right there. That's
Old Woods Drive right there.
That's Old Woods Drive. So they're saying Prettyman Road. I don't know why they're saying Prettyman Road, because that's not even near Prettyman Road. That's Old Woods Drive. And... That's supposed to be.
Show me on this plan right here. I just want to make sure. I think I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
So
hold up.
This is Route 9.
Right.
And isn't there a gravel road that goes all the way
this
back
this gravel
to
road,
all the
and that turns into Prettyman Road right there.
Well, there is a gravel road. Yeah, it goes back there.
So they're referring to that here as the existing dirt road. Is that what they're? Is that what?
Stein. Where's Prettyman Road at?
It would be back here.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Old Woods Drive runs up here, and then it goes to the wood line up there, and then it breaks.
Yeah, so that would be the wood line about right about here.
The and end it of breaks on 45. Yeah.
And then the houses are back here.
Yeah, we have four houses back there. Now, there's two sets of twins. There's four houses, and this road has not been maintained.
Well, I think that this is the road that they're talking about removing. Okay, they're talking about taking, is that Old Woods Drive? Is that?
I
think we want to make sure that so we can keep up.
Yeah.
If we can use the overhead, so everybody in the audience and
what is that out there?
That line, that's where you live, and this road and the road, the Old Woods Drive, Janelle, if you want to cursor that, goes from Prettyman all the way to Route 9.
Past that part.
And as I understand it, the gentleman said they're talking about closing that road off at their property line and it would no longer exist. So,
well, that's fine. I'll tell you. And that's what we were going to say. If they want to do that, if they want to put up a barrier down there, some barrier like the cement barriers
or a fence.
Permanent gate.
Or a fence of some kind.
Something that no traffic can get up to our houses.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we'd have any problem with it.
Okay.
I heard them state that, but they were calling it Prettyman Road. They weren't saying Old Woods.
Now, the reason it was Prettyman Road, Ms. Cornell just explained, is when this was originally applied for and advertised, it was apparently one big parcel that had frontage all the way around. It's since been subdivided. So don't worry about that. That's just sort of a legal
If they're willing to put a barrier.
We can make sure they're willing to do it. It's conditional use.
Good.
We can stipulate
that.
Okay? Yes,
all
sir.
Right, thank you very much.
Yeah, no, we have, since this is, you asked about rezoning and things, this is a conditional use. So the county has the ability to put conditions on that approval, which would include, based on their statement and yours, closing that roadway so that they wouldn't have any access.
Well,
message received loud and clear. Trust
okay,
me.
Thank
so,
you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Anyone else to speak in opposition? Yes, sir.
My name is Mike Gill, 19114 Old Woods Drive. That's my house. First one to the left as you're heading toward, that's it, toward Route 9. And pretty much, I don't want to be repetitive. You mentioned in your things you don't want that done. But obviously, my main concern is with Floyd's, the same thing as far as the traffic coming down, going between Prettyman Road and to that site where they're at there. It's number one. Number two, a little concern about, obviously, I'm the closest to, and my neighbor Joe across the street, the closest to the actual back of the business. And you mentioned before that possibly there what was going to be done behind there. You mentioned that. I don't know, parking cars, but at what time? In other words, operations, you were talking hours and all. But anyway, that's my house. My grandchildren, I have several, okay, which is, and we have a lot of people down. So that's a concern. And a major concern was addressed tonight, if that's done, as far as a grass seeded, sodded, and a fence that no one can travel between. I would truly appreciate that, because I signed on my deed as Floyd did as his. If you guys want to see copies of the deed, it says right on there about you cannot operate a business.
We'll ask them about that. But you're in agreement to close that road?
Absolutely, positively.
Yeah. Okay, very good. Thank you. Anyone else speaking in opposition? Sir, if you could mind coming up just for a second, they mentioned a couple of times there was a restricted covenant on the deed. Can you address to see, is there a street on your deed or not?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have the deed here tonight, which I can submit for the record. Yes, there is no restrictive covenant. As I understand, the Old Woods Road actually terminated north of this property previously, and then the lane was extended. Perhaps I missed Pritterman, but so that deed restriction is not found in this deed.
Would you mind giving that to the attorney, please?
So I don't think the deed restriction is an issue that we should be concerned about. As far as the lane goes, as we said, we were happy to close that off, move the drive as we show it on our site plan. The only issue I think we need to be concerned about, we probably need to discuss, is that, as we were saying, that lane actually moves from Jay's property over to the Lingo property. So to put a barrier up to where the lane currently exists, the lane is on Mr. Lingo's property at that point. So
no, we won't cross your property line.
Right. Okay. So, okay.
Well, it sounded like Mr. Lingo wanted it off his property too, so there may not be any conflict there, but it is
right.
Something we need to square away.
Okay. Right. But for the record, we are willing to put a barrier up if we can put it up on our property.
Sure,
not,
certainly.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I understand.
I think that was it.
Just the same thing, though. So it sounds like, as far as any legal easements go, that stops north of this property.
That's
so
right.
So there's not any. Okay. There may be physically a road there, but it's not the subject of some recorded easement.
I didn't find one.
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Just to make sure, anyone else speaking in opposition?
No repeat customers,
sorry. But this is a conditional use.
You can.
There you go. That's right. There you go.
You have to come forward.
You have to come forward, though, dear. Yeah. That's it. Tag team. That's okay.
There's a workaround right there.
Hi. My name is Julia Bucci. I'm Floyd's wife. Uh-huh. I have a letter here from one of our other neighbors that has concerns.
Okay.
So
you can submit that into the record.
Okay. Absolutely.
Part of the record.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Anyone else to speak in opposition? Hearing none, anyone else on the commission have any questions? Ms. Walls?
None for me, thank you.
No questions, sir. Ms. Cornwell?
None, thank you.
Mr. Robertson?
None for me, thanks.
Okay, we're going to close the public hearing for conditional use number 2093, John Huss. You're welcome to stay with us this evening to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is conditional use number